public hearing pertaining to sharks.
He's great.
He is. He's cool to work for. He's really
Mr. Gillingham.
Brutal? No. No.
This will be 5 minutes.
You are constitutionally prohibited from
Correct.
Bringing anything brutal.
I'm getting an award right now, and I'm not there.
All right. Addendum 3 to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks.
Hey, Lewis.
Yeah.
You speak a little bit more into the microphone, please.
I'll just slide it. Why Addendum 3? First, it addresses recent findings that scalloped hammerhead and black-bellied sharks are overfished or experiencing overfishing, and it aligns the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Coastal Shark FMP with current federal restrictions. How does it do this? Well, it establishes new species groups for coastal sharks, sets new recreational size limits for hammerhead sharks, and it is consistent with federal restrictions in place in the EEZ zone since July 1st, 2013. The details are black-nosed sharks had been aggregated with three other species of small coastal sharks, small sharp-nosed, fine-tooth, and bonnethead within a single quota. Hammerheads, scallop, smooth, and great, had been aggregated with seven other species of large coastal sharks, the black-billed lemon, nurse, tiger, silky, and spinner, with a single quota as well. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission does not and will not set quotas for coastal sharks, but this is handled by NOAA Fisheries. The results are black-nosed will have is split off as a separate group, and then a second small coastal shark group, non-black-nosed, will have their own separate quota, but each is linked, so when either quota is reached, both will close. Hammerhead sharks and the aggregated large coastal sharks will have their own individual quotas as well, but each will be linked. One quota is caught, the other will close. A recreational size limit of 78 inches is established for hammerhead sharks. This is what the grouping looks like. As I indicated, the non-black-nosed small coastal sharks, Atlantic sharp-nosed, fine-toothed bonnethead, and black-nosed. Likewise, we've got the aggregated large coastal sharks, silky, tiger, black-tip, spinner, bull, lemon, and nurse. And then the second group is scalloped hammerhead, great hammerhead, and smooth hammerhead. You can see this brings us to where we are. What we need to yet to do, March 1st, 2014, is mandated compliance by the states. Likewise, our timeline, we've ticked off the first three items. We're here today, public hearing, to adopt the amendments. The one item I didn't touch on so far, NOAA Fisheries has increased the possession limit for the large coastal sharks from 33 to 36 sharks in the EEZ zone. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Shark Management Board adopted the same increase back in November 2013. For consistency purposes, states are encouraged but not required to adopt the increase. I might remind you that at the FMAC meeting, they didn't vote on any of these other items. Because they considered them compliance items. But they did say they supported going from the increase from 33 to 36. And really, it would only negatively impact our fishermen, not to. Proposed amendments. If you pick up your draft regulation, amendments to Section 20 of Chapter 4 of Act 20-490, pages 2 and 3 of the draft regulation, aligns the shark definitions with Amendment 3. Amendment to Section 40, Chapter 4 of Act 2490, page 7 of the draft regulation, establishes a recreational 78-inch minimum size for hammerhead sharks. Amendments to Subsection 41A of Chapter 4 of Act 2490, pages 7 and 8 of the draft regulation, increase the combined possession limit of the aggregated large coastal sharks and hammerhead sharks from 33 to 36. And lastly, amendments to subsection 41E of Chapter 4 of Act 2490, page 8 of the draft regulation, references the modified list of sharks exempt from the commercial trip limits or possession limits. All proposed amendments have been advertised in accordance with 28.2-209 of the Code of Virginia for a public hearing. The notice is attached to the evaluation. Staff has received no public comments on any of the proposed amendments to date. Staff recommendation that you adopt the amendments to Chapter 4-4 of Act 20-490 pertaining to sharks that modify the shark management group definitions to be consistent with Addendum 3, establish a recreational size limit of 7 to 8 inches for hammerhead sharks consistent with Addendum 3, increase the combined commercial possession limit for the aggregated large coastal sharks and hammerhead sharks from 33 to 36 sharks. And I was going to have you address your questions to the slide, but our IT folks were unable to mic them for sound, so I guess I'll have to take them. And this is a scalloped hammerhead, in case you wonder. Any questions, comments?
Any questions from the board?
Hearing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to adopt the recommendation of staff.
Motion to adopt staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Gillingham.
Now I point something out.
Chief O'Reilly.
I guess there's been a convention change with notices, and we didn't used to say things like by a certain date. I just looked at the shark notice, knowing full well that it would have the 15 days. It doesn't. It says by February 11th. So this 25. Means that the 25th is being counted, just like with the former notice, that 15th day is being counted, and you know, we have a small problem. So that's two.
Take a brief recess and count the ones that we have on the docket for today. See which ones don't comply, and then go from there.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what we have left here, our requests for public hearings.
That's all we have.
Well, we've got
oyster procurement stuff.
And oyster replenishments.
Okay, so that's it.
Amendments to the 520-10. I think that's that. And then a hearing request. So I guess this means we have to put this off to another day, this consideration.
If we haven't met the 15-day...
We don't have like 100 of these regulations we've done over the last year like this.
You know, it's springing up, unfortunately, and I do look at the notices. I don't prepare all the notices, but I do look at them. So this by convention, though, is something that, need to get rid of because I think it's pulling some of the staff somewhere.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The question of the sharks was this something we had to act on by March 1st? Was this a regulation supposed to be done by March 1st?
Yeah, this is an ASMFC process, handing down to the states.
Well, we've already passed the motion,
right,
allowing the change to meet the deadline, but we can put it on for hearing again and affirm what we've done with proper notice. And just a request to affirm what was done at this meeting on this issue.
That sounds like a pretty good plan here.
Can we affirm the other 100 out there as well?
Well,
and have them done at the same one motion.
This seems to be a small epidemic that happens, so my apologies, of course.
I know. Everybody's entitled to a couple of bloopers every 30 years. All right.
28 years. No more mistakes for the next 28.
We don't need to charge them with going back and finding everyone and fixing it. Because nobody's challenging it.
Right.
This is a self-correcting.
As we stumble upon them.
All right. Then that's addressed here, and we have a course of action.
Right.
So it's adopted, we meet the March 1st deadline, and we go back and do it again.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. We'll reaffirm this at the next commission.
We've asked staff to do that doesn't need a motion for that. They can just put it on.
But we will re-notice it for March 1st.
Yes, please do.